The third R is, and this is really more general to the sugyas and Masechtas Megillah, and that is Reb Ruvim Margolis, one of the many svarim that he wrote, a sefer that we've quoted from many times, is called Oilolois. That's the name of the sefer. The sefer is called Oilolois. And sefer Oilolois, Simin Chaf Aleph, Reb Ruvim Margolis asks, that why is it when you go through the Megillah, very often the city of Shushan is referred to as Shushan, and very often the city of Shushan is referred to as Shushan Habira. Maishna, sometimes it's referred to as Shushan, and sometimes it's referred to as Shushan Abir. And if you just go through the Megillah, it's very clear. But then again, you find Vatoimer Esther, Lahoshev El Mordechai, Leich Knois, Eskola Yehudim, Hanimtsin, Beshushan, the Ir Shushan, Tzahol of Esamecha, the Ir Shushan, Nevoicha. You find that the Pasik says, sometime Vatoimer Esther, Mamelach Tov, Yinosin, Gamachal, Yehudim, Asher, Beshushan. So sometimes it's Shushan Abira, and sometimes it's Shushan. So Maishna, sometimes it's Shushan Abira, and sometimes it's Shushan. So Reuven Margolis said, that the truth is, this was always a mystery, he believes. But recently, there was an archaeological find, he said, in Iran. And he believes that it opens up a little bit of a mafteach to be able to understand this. So what did the archaeologists find? They found that in the ancient city of Shushan, there was a large area that was like almost like a miniature city where the castle and the palace and where the king and a lot of the dignitaries lived. That area was surrounded by a body of water. And on the other side of the water, there was a city. And it's clear that the two cities were related to each other, but there was like an inner, more dignified, more chashuv part. And then there was the outer part. This is what the archaeologists discovered. Said Reb Ruvim Margolis, it's poshut to him. That's the Cheshbon. He said the city at large was called Shushan. But within the city of Shushan, there was a small area that was called Shushan Abira. And Shushan Abira was where the Melech lived. So the Melech lived in Shushan Abira. The dignitaries were all in Shushan Abira. So the city at large was Shushan. That's the capital of this kingdom. It was Shushan. Within Shushan, there's a small city called Shushan Abira. And it really is its own city. It has its own zip code. In fact, it's separated by a body of water. So said Reuven Margolis, that if you go through the Psukim, it's very, very clear. B'shushan habira, v'yafkid ha-melech pekidim b'chol medinois malchusoi, v'yikpitzu es kol nara b'sula toives mara. Where are all these women being rounded up? Where are they going to go? El Shushan Abira, El Beis HaNoshim, El Yad Heges, Rizam Melech, Shomer HaNoshim, V'Nosan Tamruket, Ish Yehudi Hoya, where? B'Shushan Abira. His name was Mordechai. Mordechai was a dignitary. He was a government official. So where's this government official going to be? It's Bashan. He's going to be in Shushan Abira. Harotzim Yotzu Tchufim B'Dvar HaMelech, V'Ados Nitna, B'Shushan Abira, because that's where it is. That's where the Senate is. That's where Congress is. That's where the government is. It's all based in Shushan Abira. But in the same pasuk, V'amelech v'haman yashvu lishtois v'ha'ir Shushan. It's the whole city. Because really, the whole city was at risk. But every time there's something that's happening from a royal perspective, it's going down in Shushan Abira. So the city of Shushan is made up really of two parts. It's made up of the greater city Shushan. Within the city of Shushan, you have Shushan. Leich knoises kol ha'yehudim ha'nimtsim b'Shushan. It's not Shushan Abira. There it's going to be Shushan. And he says, you go through every single pasuk, you're going to understand it literally. Kemin Chaimah. One of the things he says is at the end of the Megillah. So what happened? It was Venapachu LeYehudim, right? There was a Venapachu. What was the Venapachu? Instead of Yud Gimel's Mankila L'Choli, instead of that being the day that all the Amalekim were going to be able to kill the Yidden, it was Venapachu. So they killed Haman, and they hung his 10 sons. And then the pasuk says that the king got a tally. Right, he comes, he gets a briefing. Ba'yoymahu, they tell the king, Ba mispar ha'arugim b'shushan habiru lefnei ha'melech. Ba'yoymah ha'melech lester ha'malko, b'shushan habiru, he says, you know, shushan habiru, hargu ha'yehudim, va'abed chamesh me'yosish. They killed 500 people. Va'aseis ha'seris b'nei Haman. They went ahead and they killed him as well. Vatimer Esther. So what does Esther say? Right, we know what Esther says. She says, I want one more day. But said Rabuva Margolis, look more carefully in the pasuk. Esther tells the king, Imala Melech Toiv, Yinosen Gan Mocher La Yehudim Asheb Shushan. Lastly is Kedos Hayoim. Ves Aseres Bnei Haman Yitlu Aloet. Vayomer Hamelech Leheosis Kain. Vatinosen Dos Beshushan. Ves Aseres Bnei Haman Tolu. Poshit, she just wanted one more day. But it's a little more. The original Vinahapachu was only for Shushan Abira. So the Nekama was only for that little area in Shushan Abira, and they killed 500 people. But Mispara Arugim B'Shushan Abira Lefnei HaMelech Vayem HaMelech Lester HaMalko B'Shushan Abira Hargu HaYehudim. But what did she want? She didn't only want to take the Nekama from Shushan Abira. Vatoymer Esther HaMelech Toivi Nosek HaMelech LaYehudim HaShem B'Shushan Vayem HaMelech LaYosek Kev HaTinos HaNos B'Shushan. Literally one pasuk after the next. Shushan Abira, Shushan Abira, Shushan, Shushan. What, this is all just coincidence? That it goes from Shushan to Shushan Abira. The Teretz is because there were two places. There was Shushan Abira and there was Shushan. And Haman lived. He was a dignitary in Shushan Abira. So the original Nekama, Mordechai was going to be killed in Shushan Abira. That's what the Nekama was. But what Esther wanted was, she wanted it to be in Shushan as well. But said Rav Reuven Margolis, that where is he basing this on? He's basing it on because the archaeologists discovered that there was a Medina Betoich Medina. What were those two Medinas separated by? They were separated by a body of water. So says Rav Reuven Margolis, and this is classic. He says, I think with Tfizeh we can understand the Gemara that we just learned a little bit better. The Gemara says that when Mordechai fasted, so it says Vayavar Mordechai. He was Vayavar. It says, what does it mean vayavar? So the Gemara said two pshatim. One pshat vayavar means that they were over. Shehever yom rishon shal pesach betaynis. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said the avar arkuma demaya. He went over a body of water to tell the yidden to fast. What was this body of water that he crossed over? Said Rav Reuven Margolis, it's poshut, this was the body of water. He was an ish Yehudi that was Hoyo B'Shushan Habira. He crossed over the body of water. He went to the city of Shushan. And that's why right after it's Vayir Shushan Avoicha, Lech Noises Kol HaYehudim Asher B'Shushan. So if he had to go to Shushan, he had to take the ferry. He had to go over the body of water. And that's what he did. The Vayavar means he was over. And that's the rest of the story. So we know the story of Shushan, or is it Shushan Habira? Sakhtar Ruhr Margolis, they're both true. There was a place called Shushan, and there was a place called Shushan Habira.